At a Hard Rock concert at Metropolis Stadium, 80,000 screaming kids are dancing in the aisles to the great beat of the Tones, the world's most popular rock group. The stage is heavily guarded by 550 special police who know how excited and exuberant the Tones fans get at their concerts and who are there to protect the group in case things get out of hand. In real life, the Tones are brothers, and Jimmy Tone, the group's lead singer and lead guitarist, is halfway through their latest hit song when suddenly Jimmy drops his guitar and stares up at the sky as though mesmerized by what he sees hovering directly over the stage. Slowly, a net is lowered out of the belly of the jet helicopter. The crowd has spotted the copter, too, and a frantic scream goes up as their fans realize the Tones are about to be scooped up into the net and carried off.
I don't believe this. Let's get out of here.
But it's too late. In seconds, the net drops over the stage, picks up all five Tones, and the helicopter flies off. Within 5 minutes of the spectacular kidnap stunt, the phone rings in Clark Kent's apartment. Kent happens to be a great fan of the Tones, and faint strains of their hit song can be heard in the background. Hello?
Clark, it's Lois. Get to Metropolis Stadium as soon as you can. The Tones have just been kidnapped, right in front of 80,000 people. No one knows what's happening or who's done it. I'll meet you on the stage.
The Tones? Kidnapped? I'll be there in 30 minutes or less. No leads. Well, I have 30 minutes or less to meet Lois, so I think I'll hop over to Metropolis Stadium now as Superman.
And on stage at Metropolis Stadium, confusion. Police and stagehands are fighting to keep the Tones' frantic fans off the stage. Superman approaches Police Chief Edwards, who tells him what's happened, and introduces him to the promoter of the show, Bill Freeman.
Unbelievable, Superman. The greatest rock group in the world. I had to refund 80,000 tickets. I don't believe it.
Lois Lane appears on the stage.
Superman, this is incredible. A kidnapping in broad daylight in front of 80,000 people.
Lois, this can only be the work of Dr. B. He's obsessed with the idea of building a supercomputer which will enable him to take over the world.
I'm sure you're right, Superman. B's always had a great sense of the dramatic. Oh, where is Clark? He's missing the whole story.
The last time I saw B, he and Domino were left stranded on an island in the middle of the Dead Sea. Their half-completed computer and all means of transportation to the mainland all smashed beyond repair. Okay, Lois, I'm off to check on B's recent whereabouts and his activities. I'll talk to you later.
Almost immediately after Superman's departure, Clark Kent appears on the scene.
What happened? What's going on?
We'd better get right back to the Galaxy Building. I'll fill you in on the way.
Meanwhile, in the tower apartment of Dr. B, high above Metropolis, the Tones have been fed tranquilizers and are piled in a heap on the living room floor, out cold. Dr. B's assistant associate, Domino, is muttering to himself.
Ugly looking bunch, if I must say so myself.
One by one, the Tones begin to wake up, moaning and groaning.
My head. Oh, where are we? What a party. Must have been great.
All at once, the boys realize what's happened as they note their strange surroundings, and simultaneously...
Hey, what's the meaning of this?
Control yourself, Tones. Shortly, you'll meet Dr. B. He'll tell you what's happened and what's going to happen. In the meantime, you'll do as I say. Understand?
Just then, Dr. B enters the room.
I see our guests have awakened, Domino. Yes, you are my guest, Tones, in my tower apartment, hidden away from the eyes of the world, and most particularly, from the X-ray eyes of Superman. You see, the walls of my apartment are lined with lead. We're in an impenetrable fortress high above Metropolis. And by the time Superman is able to locate us, I will already have succeeded in manufacturing artificial kryptonite through the means of the giant computer, which I will be able to build immediately upon receipt of the proceeds which I receive as your ransom money.
What?
I can assure you, you'll be held in captivity until I receive $1 each from 10 million of your fans for your release. And if I haven't received $10 million by this time next week, I'm afraid I'll be forced to take unpleasant measures to assure its receipt.
But why us?
Why you? Because your group is the most popular rock group in the world. Your fans can't live without you. And I need a lot of money. Fast.
What giant computer?
the giant computer which will be the basis for the super city I'll put in orbit over Metropolis and the planet Earth. The computer which will make me King Bee of a world hive. Everyone in the world will work for me and for my pleasures. My computer will make me more powerful than Superman has been or ever would have been if I were to allow him to survive.
I think you're crazy, Dr. B.
There are snickers from the tones. Superman will never let you get away with this, you know.
I'm afraid Superman will have no choice in the matter. Last time we three met, Superman flew off thinking he had left us powerless and stranded on an island in the Dead Sea.
As though it were just yesterday, Domino vividly describes to the Tones the secret island in the Dead Sea where Dr. B was engaged in manufacturing artificial gold with which he intended to finance the same computer.
If I were to alter the course of Comet Z and direct it toward Dr. B's hidden gold plant, B's factory would be smashed along with B's yacht and Piper Cub. He and Domino will be left harmless on their island, and the world will be saved from B's domination.
Comet Z smashed our factory and all means of transportation, but miraculously, Dr. B and I escaped.
Only to reemerge now with an equally bizarre scheme to gain a lot of money. And that evening, Clark Kent, anchorman for the 6 o'clock news on WGBS, is unceremoniously cut off in the middle of the story on the sensational kidnapping of the Tones. And Dr. B's face unaccountably appears on the screens of the television sets of everyone around the world.
Today, as you must already have learned, I kidnapped the Tones. Your idols will remain unharmed if and only if I receive $1 each from 10 million Tones fans within 7 days. You may mail your dollars to Post Office Box 65, Grand Station, Metropolis, USA, zip 10004.
By the next day, the post office was flooded with letters addressed to Post Office Box 65. By the end of the day, over 4 million letters had already been received by Dr. B. And at Galaxy Communications, in the office of Perry White, fearless editor of the Daily Planet.
At least we know this much, Perry. Dr. B will stop at nothing in his pursuit to rule. Therefore, he must be stopped.
But how? He has the Tones and will hold them hostage in his impenetrable lead-lined fortress unless and until he manufactures his artificial kryptonite with which he'll then render you powerless.
It looks like I'll just have to build a better computer than B does, one that will outthink B's computer and render it harmless.
But what about the Tones?
Don't worry, Lois. The Tones will be all right. Their fans will free them. They'll probably send in $15 million, and Dr. B will release them before he discovers that I have put together a computer far more intelligent and advanced than his.
And indeed, 3 days later, the Tones are found bound and gagged under the stage at Metropolis Stadium. They'd been freed not 10 feet away from the spot from which they'd been kidnapped, and they weren't quite ready at that moment to get on with the show. While circling in the skies above the planet Earth, Dr. B has programmed his computer to produce artificial kryptonite particles, which he'll then feed into the Earth's atmosphere, thereby polluting the air with kryptonite and leaving Superman powerless forever.
Domino, throw the switch!
And it goes, Dr. B. But wait!
What's the matter?
There's something wrong here.
The indicator light is blinking red. What's happened?
That's the computer.
All right, all right. Here comes the answer. What does it say?
The card reads, I have been superseded by another computer. That computer belongs to Superman, and it is much more intelligent than I. I can do nothing to harm Superman because his computer will blow my fuses if I ever make such an attempt.
I don't believe it! I don't believe it! Domino, throw the switch one more time!
As Domino throws the switch against the warning of the helpless computer, the fuses within the giant machine are blown with such force that B's circling city to B is thrown completely off its orbit and out into space, ostensibly free-falling for eternity, as Dr. B screams,
You think you're rid of me, Superman, but I'll be back, and next time I'll win! Ha 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 ha! Ha 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 ha!